Well, today, support groups are in. There are support groups for every imaginable class of people. There are support groups for mothers, for priests, for suicide survivors, for those living with cancer, for alcoholics, you name it. And support groups are successful because of solidarity. People who are together in a support group are with other people who share something unique with them that nobody else does. They find people in their support group who are, in at least some ways, just like them. And that's the wondrous good news that we hear today. We have a God who became just like us. That's what the letter to the Hebrews proclaims in one of the most significant passages in the New Testament about Jesus, other than the four Gospels. Church, we have to come to understand the mystery for which our church is named, the Incarnation. That the divine Son of God takes upon himself our human flesh and becomes one of us, which is also the significant characteristic about our Christian religion, the Incarnation. We are not Monophysites, Docetists, or Gnostics. Those were all early heresies that tried to teach that Jesus did not, in fact, become fully human, that he only appeared to look like a human, or that he only had one nature and that nature was divine. No, our Christian religion in its orthodoxy teaches that Jesus became fully human. And perhaps we take this mystery for granted. I mean, when I reflect that Jesus is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, it blows my mind. To think that Jesus really had a bone structure like I do. He had legs to walk like I have legs. He had hands like mine that I can feel. It's almost like feeling Jesus' hands. He really became just like me, just like us. And how close that makes our God to us. Do you know there's a passage in the Old Testament that says, what nation has a God so close to them as our God is to us? And they did not, that was even before the Incarnation happened. They had no idea, and yet they still said that. And you see, what that means then is that we have nothing to fear from Jesus. We need have no intermediary between us and Jesus to assuage and calm his wrath. He is our intermediary before the throne of God. He is always and entirely approachable and accessible. Because the Word of God tells us that he feels our weakness. We are told that Jesus was put to the test. We are told that Jesus was tempted. Jesus understands everything that is to be understood about being human. He understands it. He experienced it himself. And that is why the letter to the Hebrews tells us, rather exhorts us, to approach with confidence the throne of grace. What a beautiful statement that is, the throne of grace. To approach with confidence the throne of grace for forgiving mercy and for grace that we need to help us. But you know, there's another reason for the Incarnation. And that is that Jesus is God's intentional human being. He is everything that God intended a human being to be. So everything that Jesus does is significant for us if we are to be fully human. Jesus shows us how to meet weakness. Jesus shows us how to confront suffering. And because Jesus is fully human, God's intentional human being, he shows us all that we can be. And that's what discipleship is about. It's about following Jesus on the road to wholeness as a human being. That's what discipleship is about. And if we can do that, if we follow Jesus, he begins to liberate us from all those things that make us less human. For example, being addicted to things or to other people. Or reacting with anger or violence. He liberates us from that overinflated self-importance that makes others less human while debasing ourselves. And following Jesus frees us to live a life of connectedness and compassion with other human beings through sacrificial love. That's what it means to be fully human. Connectedness and compassion with other human beings through sacrificial love. And that's what Jesus shows us on the road to discipleship, on the road to becoming fully human. So Jesus came to have perfect solidarity with us. May we have perfect solidarity with him. He came to share our image, our likeness. May we come to share his likeness. To God be the glory. Amen.